We know that the parasha of Shemrim includes four categories of Shemrim. There's a Shemer Chinam, a Shemer Socher, Seicher, and a Shoyo. A Shemer Chinam is a person who watches someone else's item for free, without pay, and he's only chayev on Pshia, but he's potter on Gneva Vaveda, he's potter on Oitzim. A Shemer Socher is getting hired, and he's getting paid for his job, and therefore he has more responsibility, because he gets more hano, since he's getting money, so he's chayv on gnei v'aveda. He takes on more achrayas. He's chayv on pshia, but he's also chayv on gnei v'aveda, and he's potter on oinsin. A soicher is a machlekes tanoim, whether he has the status of a shomer chinam, or the status of a shomer socher. Perhaps, since lamaisi he's getting to be able to use the object that he's renting, so perhaps there is a hano, and he gets more benefit than only a shemer chinam, and therefore he is chayav agnei v'aveda like a shemer socher. Or we say that no, since l'maisa he's paying for his hano, he's renting it, so it's not like a shemer socher who's getting paid as a hired watchman, rather he's paying for what he's getting, and therefore he's like a shemer chinam, and therefore he's potter agnei v'aveda. It's a machlekes, but we paskin that a soicher, a renter, is like a shemer socher, and he's chayev on gnev v'aveda. A shoyel is kol ano shaloi, the Gemara says. He gets all benefits because he gets to use the item, and he doesn't even have to pay for it. He just borrows the item, and this borrower, therefore, has the most responsibility, and he's chayev even on oinzim. By oinz gomor, perhaps it's different, but in general, he has a chiyuv when it comes to oinzim. So these are the basic four categories of Shemrim that we find in the Torah. The Mishnah tells us, Maseches Bav Metzia, and this is brought down in Chesh Mishpat, Shin Vav, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a Uman has the status of being a Shemer Socher, which means that a Uman is a mechanic, let's say, that you hire to do a job for you. You give, let's say, your suit to the cleaners is an uman. Or some other type of worker that does a job for you. So he, says the Mishnah, has the status of a shomer socher, and therefore he's chayv agnei v'aveda, he's potter anointed. That's the Mishnah. Now Rashi, on the Mishnah, Rashi says that this halacha applies. Number one, Rashi refers you to a kablan rather than a schir yoin. Rashi is meduyik that he holds that this entire halacha, that a uman, a worker, has the status of a shomer socher, and therefore he's chayv agnei v'aveda, is only referring to a kablan rather than a schir yoin. Now what's a kablan? A kablan is a person who's hired by job rather than by time. A schir yoim is hired by an hour. He gets an hourly wage. He gets paid by time. You hire him for the day. That's a schir yoim. A kablan is not hired by time. He's hired by the job. You want him to complete a job for you, and you're paying him for the outcome, the tetzah, the result, not the time he spent working on the product. For instance, a cleaner. A cleaner is a kablan because you're not paying him for the time he spends cleaning your suit. You're paying him for the product of a cleaned suit. A mechanic is also a kablan. You're not paying him for the time he spends working on your car. You're paying him to fix your car. So Rashi is meduyik, and this is the smazdiyik in Rashi, the smazdiyik from Rashi, that number one, this din of uman that we apply the rule of shomer socher to is only referring to a kablan rather than a schir yoim. And number two, Rashi is mashma that this din only applies if it's bebeisai, if he takes the work and he does it in his home, in his rishus. However, if let's say you hire him to fix your fridge, and he's coming to your home, Rashi is meduyik, and that's the sheet of the sma, that there is no din that the uman has the status of a shomer socher, rather he'll have the status of a shomer chinam. So that's the two diukim that the sma makes from Rashi, that even though the Mishnah tells us that a uman has the status of a shomer socher, and therefore he's chayv on gnei v'aveda like every shomer socher, nevertheless, Rashi's meduyik that this only applies, number one, by a kablan, not by a schir yoim, and number two, it only applies if the work is being done b'beisai shel hakablon and not in the person hiring him's rishus. The Shach disagrees with the Smaz Diukim, and the Shach holds that no. In both cases, he disagrees. He holds that hu adin by schir yoim, and hu adin if it's not b'beisai shel hakablon. This halacha applies that we treat the worker as a shemir sachar, and therefore his chayv agrev v'aveda. Now, what's the hezbra machlokes? So there seems to be different understandings as to why bechlal we treat this umma and this worker as a shemir sachar. At first blush, we should distinguish between the two cases. A shemir sachar is a person that's getting hired to watch something for you. Since he's getting hired, he's getting paid for his job, so he's getting a benefit. It's a hana that he's receiving. Therefore, even though he's not able to use the chayfetz, and therefore he's not on the same level of hana as a shoyel, nevertheless, he does get hana by virtue of the fact that he's getting paid for his job. And therefore, he takes on certain responsibilities, among them, shemer sachar is chayv agdei v'aveda. Over here, by a umon, when you hire someone to work for you, he's getting paid for it. So why does he have the status of being a shemir sachar? He's working to get paid. He's not getting like a free money like the shemir sachar. Shemir sachar is getting free money. He's not fixing anything. He's just watching something. But over here, I'm getting paid for a job. I'm working and I'm getting the regular rates for my job. So why is that considered a hano that we would be mechayvim for this extra achrayus of gnei v'aveda? So says the Shach, and this is the Pashta Pshat in the Maskonos HaGemara over there, Bamatzia, that the reason is because since Lamaisa, you have the ability to get money for your job, so and you have the Chefetz by you, which enables you to get paid, so therefore you're Mekabel Achrayas, a certain level of Achrayas on this Chefetz, since it's your ticket to getting money. So therefore you get Hana, that is a bonafide hana, and therefore you're chayav agnev aveidah. Since the ma'aseh, the chayfetz is bought you, and you want the chayfetz in order to get a salary or get paid, get your wages, memeila, you're chayav agnev aveidah. The Sma holds that the reason why we treat a oman like a shemir sachar is because you chose me to do the job as opposed to anyone else. A part of the hana is not merely the fact that you're getting paid for it. You're doing a job, you're getting paid for it. The Sma says no. The pshat is that since you chose me as the one to hire rather than anyone else, that's something that's a hana for me, and in that case, I'm a kabbal achrayis and I'm chayv agnev aveidah. Masha Enkin says the Sma, if you have like a schir yoim, one day you'll hire this fellow, the next day you'll hire a different fellow. In other words, the Sma is referring to the Schir Yoim, where it's quite arbitrary. One day it's one guy, and the next day a different guy. It's not like it's a whole job, it's a whole product that you want him to make for you. And therefore, it's not a major hano by the fact that he chose you today, because tomorrow he'll dump you and he'll choose someone else. It's not a big deal. So many places can say that according to the Sma, let's say it's a long-term program, and you're hiring a Schir Yoim for, you know, a long-term plan, perhaps the Sma would agree that you would have Hana and you would treat him like a Shemir Sachar and be Chayav Agnev Aveda. Because the Sma's svar is that a Kablon gets Hana because you chose him as opposed to anyone else. Mashenkin a Schir Yoim, it's one day him, but the next day you'll move on to someone else. Akoponim, the Sma holds that this Hana is only applicable in this particular case where you have a Kablon and not a Schir Yoim. That this only applies, this svaro, if it's bebeisai shel hakablon. Now, there's a Machna Ephraim that also works with this halacha, and he also assumes that if, let's say, it's not in the house of the kablon, the chayfetz is not in the possession of the kablon in his own house, you will not have this din of chayv and gnev aveda like a shemir sachar. And why is that? So what's the pshat in this stipulation? What's the pshat in this qualification? So the Machna Ephraim explains that the Gemara says a svaro that the reason why he gets a hano and we treat this uman like a shemir sachar is because he's tofes le'a igre. He's holding on to the chayfetz as collateral until he gets paid. In other words, if you have a regular worker that's a schir yoim, so he's hired by day, and hopefully he'll get his money. But he's not insured in any way that he's going to get his money. And therefore, there's no hano. Mashen kein, by this fellow, this kablon, who takes the chayfetz into his rishos and works on it, there's a svar that he's tafas le'aigre. He has the object as collateral. He will only give you the chayfetz back if you actually go ahead and pay him. So he's quite insured that he's going to get paid. And that's the hano that he has by having the chayfetz by him. And therefore, since he wants the chayfetz by him, we assume that he's getting hano, and therefore he's chayv on a grave aveda, because it's kol hano. Or it's not kol hano, but he gets enough of hano to be like a Hashem Yisachar and to be chayv on a grave aveda. Now the Shach learns that when the Gemara says this sort of tafas le'igre, if you take a look at the Gemara is only saying it to explain how our Mishnah that says that a Uman is like a Shem Rasachar could coincide even like the Shita of Remeir that holds that a Soicher in general is like a Shem Rechina. But L'maskona Sakamar, this Svar doesn't stick, and that's not the real reason why a Uman is treated like a Shem Rasachar. At any rate, another Nafkamina emerges, and that is, if let's say the homeowner, or let's say the guy giving his car into the mechanic, prepays for the kablonis. Let's say you're giving your car into a mechanic and you prepay for the work that he's going to do. What's the halach? So perhaps it would be a nafkamina. According to the Shach, l'chayr you should say, that it's something that we would consider to be included in this din, that a uman's like a shem esachar. L'maisi, he's getting the chayfetz, and by virtue of working on the chayfetz, he's getting a hano that he's going to I get paid for his job, so he wants the job, so he gets a hano, and therefore he's a Shem Esach. However, like this svar of the Machna Ephraim, since he was already prepaid, so he doesn't need this chayfetz as collateral, he was already paid. And therefore, perhaps he doesn't have the hano, the special hano that comes along with working with this chayfetz, he doesn't need this chayfetz to be collateral, because he always already got prepaid. So perhaps we should say that he's going to be a Shemir Chinam, because he doesn't have this special Hano, and therefore he's not Makabal the extra Achayis, and he's not Chayiv and Gnev Aveda, and we'll treat him like a Shemir Chinam that's Potter and Gnev Aveda. With respect to the first Machlekes, whether it's only a Kablon or a Schir Yoyim, Lamaisa, many places can go with the Shach, and they treat this worker as someone who's a Shemir Socha. However, when it comes to this second machlekes about prepayment or not, many poskim treat it as a sveka d'dino, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be moitzi momen pashtos based on this discussion. Now, there is one more point that the poskim raise, and that is the tashbeitz. The tashbeitz says as follows. It says the tashbeitz, if let's say you give me a diamond ring, and you want me to fashion some type of ring, some type of tachshit for you, but you give me another ring or another tachshit as an example, as a way of describing exactly what I'm supposed to make for you. In other words, I'm not taking this diamond ring to actually use it for itself. I'm just using it as an instruction tool, as a manual, how to properly make the other tachshit that's supposed to resemble this one. What is the halachic status of the uman that takes hold of this second tachshit, this second ring, in order to use it to demonstrate what he's supposed to make? Is he a shomer sachar on that, or a shomer chinam? L'chayra, he's not using that to get paid, he's not working with it to get paid. So maybe he doesn't have the hano, and therefore he's not a shomer sachar. So the tashbeitz says, a chiddush, and the poskim assume like this, I think, la'halacha, and that is, since the only way for you to work on the product that you're making is by using this chayfetz, by using this ring, by using this tachshit, and only with this tachshit I have the ability to make my money and use my chayfetz and become a kablan and a uman on this chayfetz, memela, we treat you as a shomer sachar even on the other one. That's what the Tashbeitz says, and therefore you're chayv gnev aveda. So since you need that to do your kablonis, you need that to do your umnas, memela, we treat it as if you were doing the umnas actually on this particular ring, and therefore you're chayav gnev aveda. However, the place can say, let's say you would have something that you're taking into get fixed, and there's an item there that's not necessary for your umnas. Then you would taka not have the svara that you're getting hamno, and you wouldn't be chayv and gnei vaveda. It would be like a shomer's chinam on it because you don't have the svara, since you're not working on it. For example, a guy gives you his car. A guy, he brings his car to a mechanic and gives him the keys. The keys then get stolen. Gnei vaveda, it gets stolen. And the question is the mechanic mechuyev to replace the keys? So, on the actual keys, he's chayv and gnei vaveda, he's a umon. Therefore, he's chayv and gnei vaveda. And this is lekul yama because he's a kablin. He's a kablin. He's not a schir yayim, and he's in the chayv to pay for the keys. What about the clicker? On the clicker of the keys, l'chayra, he should be potter, because he's not using the actual clicker for his umnas. So he doesn't have the svar of the hano that he's going to get paid for his job, etc. And you don't have the tajbeets either, because it's not necessary for his job. And the meila, since it's not necessary for his job, you'd be potter from for paying for the clicker.